Burn, baby, burn. Welcome to the Six of Wands. This is the 93rd episode. 93. Love is a lot of jazz. Welcome to 93 episode. We have a beautiful poem to start this off. We don't always do an intro for these things, but we're doing a little different right now. The show has structure. I'm not saying it's a good or a bad structure. It's a structure. And we are structuring this show. So I hope that you listen to all of the other shows of the Six of Swords. And if you didn't, that's all right. You'll learn. I'm a big fan of No Agenda and MoFax and Podcasting 2.0, Aeon Byte and Nox Mente. So shout out to all my forebears. Of course, this is a value-for-value role-playing game, which is why I bring that up. I often say I want you to listen to No Agenda and MoFax before you listen to my show. If you don't, then go listen to theirs. I actually found out that one of my friends is one of the world's first. When you go from Rogan to No Agenda, it's a Rona, like Rona. Right. Mm-hmm. And then you have Mo. So it's a Rona Mo. And then you go from MoFax to my show from that order. You are Rona Mo Sos. Now, Joey happens to be a Sos. What is it? He did Mo second and then No Agenda. So he'd be a Sos Mano. Let's say minority in the chain of events. But most welcome. And if you are in that order, I am also happy to hear that. And if otherwise, if you are a Mo Sos Ra, well, that's weird because why'd you go to Rogan? But welcome to the live version. This is where we hopefully will, and we will, be on the eventual live stream for the live show of this. It's within the, it's like hand in glove. It's once a month. We do the last Sunday usually. So the Sunday evening. So what we do here is the money that gets donated to my show, the Six of Swords, Six of Wands, Six of Discs, Six of Cups, all of those, goes into an account for thee. And when you put money into your account by donating to the show, whatever the number that is valuable to you, that's how the value for value works. You listen to the show. If you're like, wow, this is great, you can eventually be able to live stream payments while you're listening and to boost the show. Because it will be part of the Podcasting 2.0. Lots of upgrades. It's Aries season, so it's time to upgrade all those things. And yes, I've got a Six of Cups and that I just put out, and a Six of Discs that's coming out today as well, because they're, you know, all in the same. And yeah, I'm going to do a bit of an intro on this one too, since this show is a little, it's going to be about an hour long, so there's a lot of cool action, and we're just going to jump out at the end. We've given thanks to those who have donated. And we're all up on that. And if we're not, you definitely let me know. And we'll get your note read or your note read with your questions. Or if you have questions, we love when you ask questions. So this is a bit of a longer intro. Just I'm going to do a little bit more on the Six of Discs 2. But I want to say thank you and welcome to the show if you're new. This is a show about art, spirituality, and healing, and in this case, this is the spin-off show version where we get to, every week we do a different type of the same Six of Swords as the one-on-one, Six of Cups is a roundtable about, like, you know, lighter topics, Six of Wands is a role-playing game, it's like an old-timey radio with an adventure tied to it that each participant can play in, and you can choose one of four characters right now, like a black mage can cast fire, or blizzard, lightning, time spells. The knight's just a cleaver dude, but you can't really hurt him too hard. You got the thief who can steal, he's faster, less physical damage, and then the white mage, she does white spells like curing and healing. You know, depending on who donates most, each month gets to choose which one of those four they play. You build up your character. Eventually, we're going to have, like, if you buy a certain sword, you're going to be able to get a cool little replica of that sword and collect these things. So we're going to do a lot of great things with the show going forward. It's very innovational. It's already in the spirit of innovation because of No Agenda. And sorry, that's my Leatherman making a big old noise when I'm trying to record here because the way I have my mic set up. It's my wingman. I use it for my Fishman, which is a humbucker pickup on my acoustic. It's a sound hole pickup. And the reason I got this Leatherman in the first was for the screwdriver that came with it. But I appreciate the blade. You know, they say the people who know how to fight with knives always keep the knife close to their body. You heard that, right? Because, you know, your opponent gets that shit, then you're screwed. No one who's a knife fighter will ever fight with his knife too far out of him. He'll always fight with a blocking hand distanced from the body. And, you know, for what it's worth, we're entering into some serious fucking times, people. Serious fucking times. And the American Revolution is going to take place over the next, like, I don't know, 2022 or so. It's probably 2024. From 2022 to 2024, don't let me be, like, sounding like I'm being, like, anything but accurate. Yeah, it's the Pluto return of the United States of America, where he is. And it's not exactly Atlantis, because that's, you know, somewhere else. But it's not Florida, by the way. It's not the hot zone. That's not the same. It's not far from that, though. So, anywho. Yeah, lots of stuff going on in April. We're going to have that Pluto return for America. As well as, and don't get me wrong. If I'm talking like a kind of, I have affectations, but my heart's in the right place. And you'll hear on one of these shows, I'm talking about the guy who donated to one of those No Agenda meetups. He was it sounded like he was in the military. And what he said was what we need to hear in these times. I can't believe we've actually let people like come out and like fucking lie to us to the point where like they turned science into religion. To the point where, like, when you hear a doctor, what's it called? What the fuck did the condemn? What's the word? Doctor describes, designates, puts on a piece of paper their first opinion for you to get a second opinion. So, you know, because remember second opinions? Yeah, no, fucking people don't even know how to fucking think straight. I'm angry. I'm sick. I'm disgusted at these people. I'm disgusted at their alacrity towards their own humanity. And yet I am in the same boat and I am not better than anyone else. I am not better, and my anger is not going to help unless it's properly directed. And I'm going to keep the knife close to my body, so I'll be using this podcast kind of like, you know, throw some hands out. You know, you got to make a change in the world if you're worth anything. You're gonna come here for a greater, like me. I'm here to like write the holy gift. That's one thing I'm here to do. You know, encourage others, inspire others to be brave too. This is a fucking a real thing, dude. When I was at COSM, I was, like, way different than the majority, and that's why I'm, like, you know, this is all, I was there during the members' barbecue in 2017, an example, when I said, what we need is the courage to see, to have the strength to see through the things that are scary. People be like, oh, let's have the, you know, I'm like, okay, things is gonna get hard, this is the fucking way it works, it's not a veil of tears, but it is, you know, it's not always joy, but you should live for joy as much as you can. But I said, in this big old group circle, as we're sending intentions into Entheon, I said, let us, and I'm sure some of you, many of you listening to this show could have even been there that day. You remember this? I was the guy who said, let's have courage. I was that really masculine dude. I was like the most masculine dude doing intentions and masculine stuff and everything like that. That night was amazing. It ended so perfectly. I was in front of the bonfire, just like arms out, like bam, dude. LSD coming down, though. That was great. Yeah, so that's a story for another time, but we're going to get into the live action show right now. Obviously, when we do this live, we'll take the chop from the show and just do these intros and add that in there afterwards. But yeah, no, I appreciate you tuning in. This is going to be fun. Joey rescues us tonight. The show is still growing, so, you know, we take it as it goes, but I'm impressed that I'm still doing this. We're getting in on 100 episodes. Had some heavy, heavy, cool guests so far. Lets me know that I am the kind of person that's the right guy to be doing this. I have no problem with the fact that, like, I'm at where I'm at. I don't like to look at my downloads, and I'm like, wow. Like, freaking the system I'm using. Wow. System I'm using now showed me the other. I'm like, wow. You know, I don't want to know these. I don't want to know that, but this is good. So that amount of downloads, I should be, y'all should be, you know, throwing a lot more cash my way. And I can say that now. I feel like I used to cringe when I heard people say that. Now I'm like, no, that's the voice of a person who knows his worth. This is a big difference. It comes from within. So what I want to do is encourage all of you to find who you are inside so that you don't get manipulated by cuck-ass motherfucking bullies outside. I ain't going to take that shit. I ain't going to take that on your behalf, my sirs and ladies. I want you to respect yourself. I want you to love yourself. I want you to love other people. I want you to be the best version of yourself possible and just go with the flow, live to the max that you can. Nothing else. Nothing else. It's none of my business what else it is. It's none of my business, but this is my business, how you be in the world to the degree that I can help inspire you. If you being held down with your fucking, you know, innocent head under the water by Fauci and Gates and fucking people holding your face underwater, masking you with like H2O, making you goggle and choke, you know, ventilate, because you are ventriloquist dummy on their ventilators. They make you hyperventilate, and that's the reason they use that. All these words, you got to look at the words they're using, because they're all part of the green language that'll inspire subconscious fears in people. Yo, man, fucking year ago, brother of mine be like, people dying everywhere. I'd be like, nah, dog, that's not what's happening. But people are afraid. It's scary. So my mind is killed. The fear is the mind killer. The fear is the mind killer. I can't believe that, like, I'm in the position that I'm in, dude. Am I really, like, this real and so many people are so fake? Is that it? I think it's something like that. I got the balls to be myself. I got the balls to be myself. The biggest freak in the world is a moment of balls, bitch. So get some balls, bitch. Balls. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna... I try so hard to be full of airs and shit. Instead, I'm just gonna be myself and still be a gentleman, still be on the level. So I'm gonna serve the Most High in the most high principle possible. And it's not always pretty, but fuck you. Alright, fuck you. If you don't like what I'm saying, fuck you, go find a fucking different show. This is not Joe Rogan. I'm not gonna be like, you know, hey, get the most amount. No, I'm gonna be like, I am me, and you better either like that and pay or get the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Because I really know that, like, the kind of people that are going to be into this show, you're got to be in. Like, this is an inner circle type of show. No agenda, everyone can come to that, and that's good, and that's why I say to listen to this show first. I want you to be well understanding of things by the time you get to this show. And I don't know how that was for an intro, but we'll do another one next time. It'll be even better. How's that? All right, brothers and sisters, let's get into the show. You can do this. You are so fucking sacred. Oh, yeah. Donate at occultfan.com, whatever value this is to you. All right. Now, with that being said, let's get into episode 93. The other two, slight air and purging fire, are both with thee wherever I abide. The first, my thought, the other, my desire. These present absent with swift motion slide, for when these quicker elements are gone in tender embassy of love to thee, my life being made of four, with two alone, sinks down to death, oppressed with melancholy, until life's composition be recured by those swift messengers return from thee, who even but now come back again, assured of thy fair health, recounting it to me. This told, I joy, but then no longer glad, I send them back again, and straight grow sad. Welcome to the Six of Wands. This is episode 90, well, it should be 93, so we're going to call it that. Let's keep it at 93. This is a live-action adventure role-playing game. The live-action adventure role-playing game related to the Six of Swords, which is the questionable number in this case. We have Six of Swords, Six of Cups, which is the round table. Swords is a one-on-one, and the one solo show is the Six of Discs, and they rotate around. And around and around they go, as the wheel does, or sphere, we know. And we have a returning champion of ever awesomenesses. And we'll introduce in a second, just to say that if you are a fan of this show, thank you for listening. We bring these to you for once a week. Sometimes they get piled up because, we are, as we know, the oldest two sciences or useful human learnings are astronomy and mathematics. Arithmetic, and sometimes things kind of just pile up, and here we are. So as a musician, an author, and a podcaster, these three keep me very busy, and I am feeling it right now, and I thank you for your patience and your appreciation of this show. If you like what you hear, this is a evolution on the value for value, which is the OG podcasters. Shout out to No Agenda and MoFax and Podcasting 2.0, as well as to Aeon Byte and all the OGs of podcasting in that sense. The idea is that in the value for value, you take the amount what you would listen to, you would go out to a movie. What is the podcast worth to you? And you turn it into a number that you value, like 11-11, or the more the show grows, we're almost at 100. Feel free. We need to, you know, keep the food electricity in the stomach going. It really does show us what you appreciate for the show. And you can turn that into value and send it over to occultfan.com. We're in the next part. And this is to this point of the show. When you donate to the show, then the amount not only goes to show that you got something out of that and your value, and it goes to the obviously helping me out as well. And it shows that I'm doing something right. And it shows that you value the show. When you do that, it goes into another bank account, which brings us to the Six of Wands, which is a value for value role-playing game. So you use the amount, say at $100, you'll be able to buy, well, you know, we're still working on the mechanics, but soon that comes into play. And let us say with sexy, sweet, sultry, smoky voice that I, Nathan Lee, introduce to thee all four characters being played. And this is better. How better to describe it than to show you what it is right now to get into it? Joey J, thank you for listening to my intro and for being here tonight to kill some men in black.
Hello, hello. I'm ready. Ready for action.
Are you ready for the action? The power hour? The power of the of love? Okay. It's what time it is. Moo moo. On this Six of Wands, we find that our crew is adrift in this boiling pink fire sea. Rainbow shimmering skies abound around them and above them, popping and glistening and shimmering around, oil slick rainbows, pearlescent clouds, the seas lap up and fierce icicles bursting all around, ferocious, fearsome fury, flames of ice and fire. So apparently, according to this ancient book here before me, it says that the thrusters, I don't think there's thrusters in this. What does it say? Yes, very dangerous. The boat that the crew is on for their crew when they're on maritime, not in the land. They're on land, they're a party at sea, they're a crew. And it says that the fire will cook you in an instant if you're not careful, if you stay too close to the edge of the boat for too long. So it says to beware of any kind of enemies that might drag you to the edge of the boat that you're on as you sail. And it seems that your party does thankfully have some of these necessary, just like in Zelda, they have the few key implements, the key and the map and the compass. Your crew does have these necessary scientific utilities to guide themselves. And it appears that you're relatively close, according to the legend on this map, to one of the poles of this earth. That's interesting. Explain. It's unbeknownst to the party which of those poles it is right now. And it doesn't matter because you are instantly set upon by a gigantic, huge pink sea monster. A lot of pink tonight. This thing's got huge cartoony eyes and big old green fins because why not? And yeah, it instantly pulls your thief and smashes him. So your thief begins with minus 30 damage. So your thief's at 70 already. But Joey, what are you going to do?
For retribution, I think the thief's going to try and steal from the squid.
Oh, it's a giant pink sea monster. It's not a squid by any. It looks more like Loch Ness.
Well, regardless, let's see what it has in its pockets.
Could be very different. You know, man, sometimes you got to try multiple times. The thief's little whoop Nope, slippery. Maybe try again next time. But all right, you still got a bunch of other white mage, knight, and black mage.
Let's heal up the thief with the white mage.
Solid. Up to 100.
And then let's do magic sword,
Oh yeah.
lightning.
That's a fair. That's oof, devastating. Brings it down to 30 health. It's like a sea, it's like a fucking seahorse looking face, motherfucker.
And let's see if the knight can't put a dent in with his sword.
Oh, dude. Brings it down to 5 health. Think you have a black mage still, right?
Okay, let's try lightning.
Wait, am I like excessively stoned?
Yeah, I use magic sword, so.
No, a magic sword, and then you said the thief. Oh, that I'm sorry. Then you said the knight. That's you double knighted. That's where I was confused. No, magic
Okay.
sword's a knight move. That's why I was like, okay, yeah. No, I understand what just happened there. Just for the listener, so like, the knight at this point in the development, it's your brutal cutting tank mechanism. Whoever, whichever, you know, if we have four people, one person playing it would be using it just hack and slash. But once a move, you get to borrow from your buddy the black mage and shock or use fire or blizzard, or I think well, depending on how we refine the system, we should probably get some like cool like time magic going on in there too. So in the meanwhile though, yeah, no black mage, but if you use, we'll just say whatever the black mage did, it was lightning, and that the knight hacked, and then we'll save magic sword for another time. So it's down to 5. And for good reason, it now is like freaking out and blowing flames. Yes, like instead of pink, it is actually like neon green flames at the entire party in a sweep. The white mage is not very affected. In fact, completely passes right over her. But the knight is especially broiled in his suit and brought down to half health. And while the thief and the black mage is up at 80. 5 and the thief is at 75.
Let's try and steal
You are
again.
successful in stealing from the pink sea horse faced monster. Nay. So yeah, man. It looks like you steal a dragon's fin. Cool.
So go ahead and heal up. I think numerous people were affected. Am I correct?
Yeah, group
So
heal
let's
would.
do a group heal.
All right. Well, the thief is up to 95, black mage 100, and knight's up to 90.
Let's hit it with lightning.
It kills that thing, and with a big squeepily freaking freak out, its body explodes and it like dies forever. Amen. We need a Kermit the Frog freak out for like the podcasting 2.0 whenever that and he's just show Kermit the Frog whenever someone wins. Maybe he'll have their username attached or something, whoever deals the killing blow. That'd be great. Oh my God, there's so much room to grow with this. It takes time. We're doing this is the actual work. It just stays present. I could easily just walk away, but there's something about this, and I know that the more that I put value into it, the more people are going to really put value into it, and that's spiraling upwards to kill more seahorses. All right, guys, let's make this a stoner staple one day, kids. Joey, you got a dragon fin. We're gonna figure out what to do with that. I don't know yet. I'm not even gonna lie. But there's about three different ways that the party can now sail to, and there is a promise of land in two of those different directions, or you could see what happens if you travel a bit more directly south. So you could choose southeast, south direct, or southwest, either or have promises of land, but middle path is always the other option. It's up to you what to do. Do 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 do.
I think I'd like to see some land after being out on the high seas. So
All
let's
right.
go west, southwest.
It's all good. All right, we're going this way. All right. So the party reaches the shore and makes it on and leaves behind them the pink Brelisi. And there are several tall palm trees growing out with the midsections of them looking like hearts. So it's like hearts stacked on hearts and they're evolving neon colors. It's beautiful. It's like chakra eve flow. A lot of world detail tonight, Joey. Blame the cannabis. And so see that there are these writhing mermaids on the shore sunning themselves, and they tell the party that the island has been overtaken by a bleak and awful, dreadful spell. There is a black magician convincing all of the mermaids that the very sun and air itself is poison. And yeah, basically tonight's quest is to get to the top of the mountain and kill Anthony, whoever's causing the problems. So the mermaids task you with a fine task to defeat the, evil magician on the island. How do you answer the mermaids?
I say I accept your challenge, my ladies.
Oh, many giggles and strange kisses are applied to the entire party, and the white mage is totally okay with it because she is a champ like that. We love that white mage. What a cool person she is. And not just for the obvious aforementioned reason. She also does macrame. So anyways, the party has been set up onto the trail and giant scorpions instantly. Two giant motherfucking scorpions, hissity motherfuckers filled with poison. And a man in black, because you knew you were not going to get far without those fuckers. Fire men in black, flanked by two giant scorpions, sets upon the party. And y'all know what to do. You get first strike.
Let's have the thief attack the men in black.
Nice. You cut him and his pants fall down and he's an asshole. But you cut him good and he's down 35 health too, so that's like 65, I think, if I'm doing math okay. So he's down to 65 health and he has to like stumble because his pants fell down.
Let's see.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. Go ahead.
I don't remember, does the white mage have any offensive spells?
She sure does now, right? Just for tonight, because I fucking capriciously said so, because the mermaids kissed her right the right way. So because they kissed in all the right ways, she has the ability to cast a aggressive silencing spell. So she'll like cast like silence and it will also do like damage. And she can also do that with blind as well. It does like damage. So you got those tonight.
Let's try blinding one of the scorpions.
Excellent choice, brother. Yeah, it does fucking massive damage. It's 40 damage down to 60. So it's 65 for the men in black, 60, and it works. It's it cannot see no evil, nor do no evil, or can try not to.
Let's see if we can finish it off with some lightning magic sword.
Oh, dude, it cracks it right in half. Like, little squirty guts go everywhere. Oh, yeah. No, this show is like, dude, this show's only going to get better. Oh, there goes the pencil, but the show's going to get better. Yeah, that killed it. All right. That's the noise. So now it's time for your black mage to do his dance.
Let's see if we can't get rid of the men in black with some lightning.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't. You could probably not do a 65 without a charge first. But you know what? You can take him down to 30 health with lightning.
Sounds good.
All right, 30 health. The man in black is a fireman in black, so he shoots his fire gun at your thief, takes him down to, wow, what the hell? Like some kind of evil critical hit brought him down to like 35 health for no reason. Neek. Jesus Christ, are these guys on steroids tonight? Someone told me this would happen. All right, well, he's down to 30 health. Maybe they go into critical mode on this weird Dragon Island mermaid kisses. And who knows? That's the rules tonight. And then the other Scorpia is like, ah, you should pay your taxes. It's like going to tax the party. And stabbeth your white knighteth, white mage, and she's poisoned, dude. It strikes her down to 30 health, damn son. She's in pain. So, and she's poisoned. It's her turn.
Let's
pay your taxes. Okay.
Let's attack the men in black with the thief.
Ooh, good. Yes. Killed.
And then let's see if we can't have the white mage cure her poison.
All right. Yeah, she uses Isuna. That's, I guess, how we pronounce that, or how I'm pronouncing it. It's like sauna. Yeah. Isuna. It works. She's clear.
And then let's do... let's attack with the knight, the scorpion.
Oh, yeah. Brings him down to 45 health.
And then... let's try fire magic.
Ooh, it kills it. All right, Joey, you're our only contestant tonight, so you'll have to shoulder the... I'll tell you what, to do... Oh, don't get this man started. He's like, yeah, man, I'll give me another scorpion. I'll show you what. Hit all the notes. Hit all the high notes. Yeah, no. I'll to be fair, I'll do the Kermit the Frog thing. If you do that, that's I'll do. I will do my part. I am. So you get to see me do the Kermit the Frog freak out. Good. If in the way of points, usually as the game's going to get more developed, people will, especially whoever gets the killing blows. I think there's going to be a bit of bonus on those. So there's like different things like that, but for now, you know, good job. You get scorpion guts and you're not poisoned. And you did get a potion from the wind, so we'll add that to your dragon fin, which ideally we could use to like make weapons and shit. So this is an ongoing thing, but yeah, cool, man. Okay. So it seems like you're on one of the mystical islands that just popped out of the pink fire sea, which I love that I can say that's a real thing now. So yeah, it seems like there's a tussock and a hillock. You can go up to the left, or you can continue moving upwards to the right. Hopefully you choose the correct one that doesn't lead to death.
Up and onwards.
All right, so is that left or right, though?
I believe it was right.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. All right. Well, you keep going, and you come upon a nice crystal pool, and it's very shimmering and sweet, and, geez, it does look like it's not going to murder you. What do you want the party? You think that's going to be a good idea to
try? Let's approach the pool.
You nibble, dribble the horse drink, and it heals the party to 100 whole. Need some like sound effects when this, like, that'll be another thing to add to the show, is like these sound effects when things happen. It's gonna be great. It'll fucking awesome. He's like, yeah, you want lightning because you want to hear the lightning. It's gonna be fucking awesome. It's gonna really, you could see the potential so much. And any ideas, people listening to this, guys who donate to the show, we'll get your shout outs on one of these upcoming shows assuredly, of course. And always, if you donate to the show, make sure you send a note. That's on this show. We don't have a Erica Schill. We have a Nate the doing everything. So please make sure you get your voice heard, because I want you to contribute. Your contribution does matter all the way. And yeah, this is fun. So Joey, if you have any suggestions too for like crazy sound effects and shit like that, and ways to make this like things that are fun that you're like, holy shit, you should do that. Like, okay, yeah, we can have dice with their teeth inside them. No, I'm just kidding. It's a fucking macabre. I'm born on the same day as a guy who made Hannibal. Speaking of which, Islanders, Weird Blue Men Group Islanders assault the party as they tap in, as you tap into their luscious pool. You've arisen the wrath of these natives, which are blue, so that everyone who hears this will know that they're just blue and natives that are blue. So get it, Joey.
How many are there?
There's three.
All right. Let's see what the blue man has in his pockets. Let's rob the far left one.
He's happy to see you. It's one of those things where I was like, should I have Joey like offer them the potion and they'll go away? I don't know. Do you want to try that?
I come bearing gifts.
Yes. Oh my god. They take the potion and they totally see it as a fair value trade for like you got full health where a potion would have done shit for you. So this is a good trade. They scamper off and you continue on your way. Oh, see, no one even fucking saw that shit coming. So, anyways, now that we are stretching the minds even more so, I feel like we're going to wrap up in not too long. Just because other things to do. But, yeah, it appears that you are getting, as the party continues on past your little cove here on the path that you've chosen, you arrive at the Cedicis, I don't know. I can't really tell what it says on the thing. C3PO. I can't really tell, but yeah, you arrive at these Fauxian type creature who seems to be casting this fear spell, which causes people to on the island, like, you know, it causes the mermaids to give up hope and how beautiful they are and shit like that. And meanwhile, while people could think that a mermaid's an MKUltra trigger, I'm just trying to make a fucking story. So shut up and pay, join the show and complain on the show. So you are now face to face with the gigantic wizard behind the curtain. It's this little from Brooklyn to whatever. Yeah. So anyways, it's your party is set upon by a phalanx of men in black guards. Now that you have reached this giant throne room, and there's another freaking gigantic scorpion, and for no reason, like on a bed of like fucking like lush sea green to keep it alive, they have one of those freaking seahorse looking sea dragon motherfuckers. So there's two men in black guards to this guy, and then a dragon and a scorpion. So have at, and they're one lightning and one blizzard men in black.
Let's let's attack a men in black with the blizzard men in black with the thief.
Blizzard men in black hit by the thief, and it works. It's pretty effective. It actually like hurts him really badly, brings him down to 20 health.
And then let's try and blind the dragon.
Yeah, you could kill that man in black though if you tried using blind on him.
Okay.
Take him right sure. The fuck out. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I'm fucking dead already. It's ranking, dude. Yeah, pro tips. I'm like the game genie, dude. I'm like, dude, you can do this. It's supposed to be it is fun. We're having fun. The point is to use all of the money from the thing that people donate to build this fun imaginary universe, and you can influence it as well. That's I am a useful ground for you. You know, so fire. Let's burn it. All right, brother. Keep going.
All right. Let's let's use a fire sword on the scorpion.
It's pretty devastating. It brings it down to 30 health.
And then let's hit it again with just plain old fire.
Oof, down to 5%. So close. retaliates, strikes the black mage, and brings it down to 20 because it's a brutal fight right now. We're in brutality mode. The pink dragon swarms down upon the white mage and snaps at her, and big gashes of chunkity meat. She's down to 30 health. And make sure I'm keeping track of what the hell's going on over here. Black mage at 20, white mage at 30, and I guess everyone else is at 100 because they healed from the blue man group pool there. So yeah, man. All right. The lightning man in blacks tries to take out your white mage, but just gets her down to 5 health. Blast with a lightning gun, that bastard.
Let's attack the scorpion with the thief.
It kills it. It's done.
And then let's go ahead and use a cure or a heal or a group heal.
Righteous. All right. Yeah, that brings the white mage up to 80 and the black mage up to 80 as well, actually, incidentally. Everyone's healthy all the way, pretty much.
And then let's use... There's a fireman in black, am I correct?
No, nah, there's a lightning and the pink.
Oh, okay.
Fucker.
Let's do... Wait, what am I doing? Okay, let's do lightning on the lightning man in black.
That's right. That's how you do it. Yeah, that's really effective. Brings him down to 20 health. I'm in love with these 80 gashes right now. It's just like 70 health. 80.
Let's see what the knight can do on the man in black.
Yeah, well, we could Pulp Fiction that shit, but we're not gonna. Yeah, no, he definitely destroys that man in black, like, right the fuck. I think you have another move, right? No, you use your. Oh yeah, all right. Oh yeah, boy. All right. Oh yeah. All right. Well, that means that the dragon is gonna like summon this gigantic rain cloud storm and cast it over the like shafts of like strange interdimensional radiation. Like what the fuck, like. It seems like for half the party that just like tranced their entire dimensionality inside out. Their reality just got warped like through the looking glass and back and through in a weird, darkly manner. And half the party is now confused. So your knight is just spinning around, and your white mage is also confused as fuck. But yeah. Besides that, no real damage was done to the party, so you know, I guess most people are healed. I don't know. Is your white mage is kind of, is everyone up to 80? Is your white mage in like serious danger right now? I don't know. Anyways, is she down at 5 or is she back up to 80, your white mage?
Honestly, I don't remember. Let's just say 80.
That's, you see, now that you said you don't remember, I'm just gonna like kill her off now. Okay. I'm pretty sure she's at 80 though. Like, we should know that. Don't make me stop right now, and don't make me turn this car around. down this fucking... All right, you know what? You were healed up to that, and then they chopped you down and whatever. It's too bad. Just keep going. You're at 80. But so wait, what just happened? Yeah, go ahead. It's your turn. She's confused, and so is your knight.
Let's attack with the thief.
All right, brings that pearly dragon, that pink dragon, freaking crazy dragon, brings it down to 70 health.
And let's see if the white mage can get through her confusion and cast blind.
Oh, she's spinning, and she goes to cast blind, and oh, geez, is it going to hit her instead? All right, it's going to go one way or the other. Oh, yeah, no, yeah, it still worked. It took the dragon down from 70 to 40, and yeah, it can no longer see.
Let's do lightning with the black mage.
Make sure it's not 80. Yeah, all right, yeah, kills it. Zat. All right, bro. I'm holding a bowl in my hand, otherwise I'd have more freak out, but it's good. I think that's what every stoner said ever. I'm holding a bowl or else I'd have more free goat.
You should check
So
into the license on that and see, just have a button.
yeah, dude. I mean, like, that's definitely coming. It's also welcome for people to make their own afterwards. They didn't choose to do it. Holy shit. Oh my God. Oh, now that the guards have been skewed away and you've got a Phoenix down just in case someone dies coming up, and I don't even know what your health's at. So, fucking when the dragon died, it exploded and its guts turned into pink confetti, fucking flowery sparkle dust, and it coated the entire party, and everyone's back at full health and no sicknesses whatsoever because this is I'm not gonna make any jokes. Just so tempted. All right, there is a gigantic warlock, evil snarl, even, you know, I have just crocodile skin, gross, leprous brown, like snot dripping all over its face. Just the whole face is just this oily, gross, it's creaky, evil, definitely raised by evil religious sects in different New England areas, freaking telling massive bullshit lies, that kind of evil warlock tripping out the island, ruining the fun for the mermaids, the merdus, all the chill people. About to see if we can kill this evil villain in this Six of Wands and see if we can bring some light to the real. Joey, do some hero work. Start fighting this evil fucking galactic, ugly fucking barren wizard motherfucker, alien motherfucker. Fauxi is the name of the villain. This is the final fight for the evening, and we'll see what happens to our party. If they can make it through this, then this will be good. But I gotta actually take it tough now because this ain't no easy magic. You don't just go fucking hand it up, Joey. You actually gonna have to fight right now, dude. Like, I'm about to bring it. So be ready.
Well, I'd like to see what he has on him, so let's see if the thief can steal.
Yeah, definitely. It seems that it's an effective steal. What's on him? I'm looking. I'm seeing it's got the How to Lie with Statistics. What the fuck? It's got a book on him called How to Lie with. I don't know how that helps your party, but you just stole that with him from him. Bill Gates got hit in the face with a pie, but yeah, you just stole that from him.
And then let's see if we can blind it.
Oh my God, with pleasure. As if it weren't already, am I right? But anyways, yeah, no. Yeah, brings him down to 90 health. This gross warlock, I can't even, I don't, it's just, this is not any, it's like the Hollywood thing. This is not representative of any person living or whatever. You know what I'm saying, Joey? Not representative of any person. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, the foe.
Yeah, the foe, the great foe. That's
Might
the
he
thing.
might use a chi.
That's right, brother. That's my see, only the best. Now listen, kill him. For the great foe, kill the great foe if you can.
See if he's weak to fire sword.
Fire sword, huh? What about your white mage? Wait, you cast blind on him, do you? Oh, you got vault. Have some more weed, Nate. I will. In fact, I insist. Yeah, but you did that. He's not weak against fire sword. He's very weak against fire sword. That gashes him very deeply. 40 health down to 50. He's already at 50 health, but he has counter, so he just struck right back. He just, you know, fucking reached right back out and slapped you. Fucking tried to jab. He was like a punch. You jab someone with a punch, like in boxing. He jabbed at you. He jabbed you, and he hits your he hits your he hits your was it your knight? So yeah, right? Yeah, fire sword. So because it was using a magical attack with a fire sword like that, geez, man. See, do you see what's going? Do you see what's happening? This is insane. I cannot. This is okay. 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 Wow. So yeah, but like yeah, your knight gets hit for down to 80 health. Jeez, I gotta be careful. Oh my fucking God, Joey. And I'm obviously with you on this one then, if you see what I'm saying.
And let's do fire with the black mesh.
Yeah. Okay, it works. And it brings it down to 40 health. It's getting strong. All right. First of all, it casts a healing spell on itself and brings itself up to 80% because it can do that. And it then casts I'm so tempted to call it we've done this before in a way. This is good. No, it casts ice. It casts Blizzard at the thief and hits it hard and brings it down to 40 health. What the fuck? I meant to say no, okay, 40 health. Eek. And it has another spell because it's just like full of moves tonight. And it does a lightning spell on the white mage, and that brings her down to 80 health. Wherever she was, she's at 80 now. All right, dude.
All right, let's just attack with a thief.
Right, you attack, and it does 10 damage, so he's down to 70.
And then
You have silence.
let's try that.
I know it feels like I'm making decisions, but it's obviously like he's trying to think of like all the and like this would yeah. I'm like the fucking fairy in Zelda right now. Listen, hey. Yeah, dude, it works. It dings him down to 50 and he is fucking silenced. He can't use magic like cure now. So good.
And then I think I'm gonna have the black mage charge and attack fire.
So you're gonna have the black mage charge?
Yeah.
All right, so he's pausing, doing his charge thing. What about the knight?
And the knight's just gonna see what his sword can do.
Brings it down to 25 health. All right, now see this is the thing. It starts to vomit an acidic right through its mass. No, it starts to vomit this acidic goop onto the party and it brings everyone down like 50 well yeah it brings your thief down, it kills your thief, your thief's out, your thief's KO, and 30 for the white mage and 50 actually your knight is down to, I'm just gonna fuck it, he's down to 30 as well, and your black mage is at 50. So 30, 30, and 50, also KO'd thief.
All right, let's do
Oh, he's not done. Now he's going to
go.
cast Blizzard on your white mage and bring her even further down to 5% health. All right, go.
Let's give it a group heal.
All right, well, the people who are alive go up to, let's see, your black mage is up to 90, 80 for the knight and 55 for the white mage, and your thief is still KO'd.
Let's unleash my charge fire attack.
Oh, boom! Blows right through him, bringing him down to five.
And let's give it a good slice with the knight.
Knight kills this ant Shoni Fochich. Killed by an honorable knight, it's only right, nobility being what it is, that the truth should shine and that the divinity will run through the veins of the poets, the artists, and those who have the blood of the nation's interest in their future. We must rise against the prevailing dominant evil craft of this time. There are many ways to use creativity and fictions to counter lacking of Event 201 type creativity fictions. Those who are jealous will always have to steal to create. And those who are, well, albeit stealing a bit of da 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 da. Wait, Joey, will you do your line, please?
Da 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 da
Talk about some Six of Wands. Yeah, see the difference between of course it's like I was like shit, are we being our by are we copying? There's a big difference, I think, especially out of love and tribute, and that's love, that's an emotion. So if people are picking up what I'm putting down this evening, it seems like the party hears the distant call of a unicorn, but it might be on a space shuttle, or it might be when people are dropping their pants to flash their ass. That's the true lunar landing. But we'll have to figure out where the party's off to next time. This has been a marvelous example of the Six of Wands. My God, did it just start raining? Oh God, it's so lovely. I love a lovely spring rain in the evening. Smoke some weed, curl up and listen to some tunes that I made recently. Wow, it's really coming. It's lovely. Joey, what do you a little bit of feedback for the audience tonight, a little something different. What did you how do you feel about the adventure this evening? What do you think about it? What are your thoughts as we part for as we finish the episode?
I think it was very lovely. Action-packed.
It certainly felt that way a bit. I like the trick with the blue men. That was different. I'd like to incorporate more of those little puzzles and shit. But anyway, so I guess do you have any thing that you want to pimp for the audience before we finish up the show for this evening?
Yeah, sure. I got a tarot reading service. If you'd like to go to heyjoyj.com and shoot me an email and
Do it.
give you a reading.
Do it. Do it. And if you go there and tell me you're right on the Six of Wands, pretend it's a coupon code, but you should just donate even more, honestly. Donate, it's a value for value too in that situation, right, Joey? Is that how you do it, or
Yep. Pay what you like. You don't even have to pay. You can leave a nice, glowing review, whatever you feel.
so definitely the monetary, give the man some money, bring some value his way so that when he gets that, he can also, just keep it going. Our capitalism's good when done in the right way. And Joey's going to offer you something of an insight when you approach him at the right time. It's going to work. It's funny how these things do work. But yeah, give him a look over at heyjoeyj.com. And besides that, thanks man for playing. This is fucking fun. I had a great time. This is did not expect some of the things that happened, and I was actually really impressed with the with the scenery and landscape. And I'm mentioning that so people can start, who listen to this as they move along, they can see like this is only going to get more lush. And I look forward to creating these worlds with you. And thank you so much for listening to the Six of Wands. The I do know it's true to say the OG role playing value for value role playing game. And thank you to all of our forebears. And thank you to you for listening. I'm glad that you get something out of this. That's why we do it. So thank you for listening to the Six of Wands. And you can donate over at occultfan.com by hitting the donate button. And I'll see you next time.